It was a cold, crisp October morning over Jakarta, Indonesia. The town was silent as yet another plane took off, carrying 149 passengers and 8 crew members on board. 1 minute into the flight, the crew reported a flight control problem. 3 minutes into the flight, the plane exceeded speeds beyond its safety limits, and the pilot requested permission to return to their initial takeoff point. 6 minutes into the flight, the plane reached a height of 7,000 feet above ground level and disappeared from all radars. After fluctuating up and down several times, the plane dropped down to the ground and crashed at an impact of 700 miles per hour. Everyone on board was killed. Dylan, what was the cause of this catastrophe, especially on such a new aircraft?
Well, Zach, for such a new aircraft to crash is really unheard of in the aviation industry, and really is a cause for many concerns and investigations. But on the day of the crash, Lion Air Flight 6110 was a scheduled domestic flight operated by the Indonesian airline Lion Air from Hatta International Airport to Amir Airport in Penang on 29th of October 2018. The Boeing 737 MAX operating the route crashed in the Java Sea 12 minutes after takeoff, killing all 189 passengers and crew. It was the first major accident involving the new Boeing 737 MAX series aircraft introduced in 2017 and was the deadliest involving a 737. Not just the 737 MAX, but all of the 737s, which the 737 has been a prominent aircraft in aviation for many decades. So this is very surprising of such a new aircraft. Which it surpassed the Air India Express Flight 812 in 2010. It is the deadliest accident in Lion Air's 18-year history, surpassing the 2004 crash that killed only 25 people, and the second deadliest aircraft accident in Indonesia behind Indonesia Flight 152. Now, the Indonesian government deployed a search and rescue operation which found debris early the same morning and recovered human remains from a 150-mile wide area, and the first victim was identified 2 days after the crash. The flight data recorder was located on the 1st of November and was recovered for analysis. One member of the volunteer team rescue died during recovery operations, and the cockpit voice recorder was found on the 14th of January 2019, which is very instrumental in finding out what really happened to the plane to cause it to crash as well as the black box. Now, the preliminary investigations, the early investigations revealed serious flight control problems that traumatized passengers and crew on the aircraft's previous flight, as well as signs of angle of attack sensor, the AOA, and other instrument failures on that and previous flights tied to a potential design flaw involving the maneuvering characteristics, augmentation systems, or the MCAS of the 737 MAX series. As a result, the United States Federal Aviation Administration and Boeing issued warnings and training advisories to all operators of the 737 MAX series to avoid letting the MCAS system to cause an abrupt dive.
Wow, and this isn't even the first incident Boeing has had with its planes going down. In fact, 9 months after this disaster, one of their planes crashed down over Ethiopia, the same model plane which crashed over Indonesia, where even more people died this time, 189 to be exact. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, Zach. With two 737 MAX planes crashing within a period of 5 months, this turns out to be an area of great concern. And not just great concern, but deadly concern. If these planes are allowed to fly more, they would cause more deaths, potentially. They could cause more tragedy, and that is an absolutely terrible thing, and the cause of this needs to be figured out. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 was a scheduled international passenger flight from Ethiopia to Kenya, and on March 10, 2019, the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, which operated the flight, crashed near the town of Bishdoftu 6 minutes after takeoff, killing all 157 people on board. Now, what's interesting about this is the way which the plane crashed is almost identical to the Indonesia plane crash back in October. which means that there is definitely a huge similarity between the two, and wasn't pilot error, and it must have been some sort of mechanical error, which is at fault with Boeing. The flight 302 is the deadliest accident involving an Ethiopian Airlines aircraft to date, surpassing the fatal hijacking of flight 961, resulting in a crash near the Comoros in 1996. It is also the deadliest aircraft accident to occur in Ethiopia, surpassing the crash of an Ethiopian Air Force Antonov AN-26 in 1982, which killed 73. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 model first flew on the 29th of January 2016 and entered service in 2016, as I stated before, making it one of the newest aircrafts in Boeing's commercial airliner offerings and the newest generation of Boeing 737 MAX. As of February 2019, 376 aircraft of this model have been produced, and one other has crashed, Lion Air Flight 6110 in Indonesia in October 2018. Following the accident, the Boeing 737 MAX series of aircraft was grounded by various airlines and government regulators worldwide. The Trump administration grounded this airplane, and the airplane is not allowed to fly until August of 2019. It'll go through vigorous checks to make sure this aircraft is ready for commercial service again. But right now, they're grounded, and this is causing many airlines to lose money. And
since these crashes were so similar, do you think that they were directly Boeing's fault? What did Boeing do that led up to such a faulty system and such deadly crashes, crashes which cost the lives of hundreds of people?
Yes, Zach, this was most definitely Boeing's fault. First of all, when the Boeing 737 MAX was first being designed, it was designed so that airlines would not have to retrain their pilots so the profit could be maximized. So when airlines would buy these planes, they wouldn't have to spend that money to retrain these pilots, to buy these new flight simulators, and all that. So airlines thought of this as a good investment because they wouldn't have to put all this money into those retraining of pilots. So Boeing cut corners in certain areas to try to make an aircraft that was new, but also really similar to the 737, to where it basically had all the same flight controls. But the problem is when they designed the new 737, the engines, which are much bigger than the old version of the 737, they had to be moved up on the wing because they're a lot bigger. And when they're just on the plane, if they were on a regular 737 body, they would skim the ground. So they moved the engines up onto the wing, but in turn, this caused the front of the plane to rise up when it was flying. So what they did is they installed an MCAS system. So what this system does is automatically brings the nose down if a sensor on the plane thinks that the plane is in a stall. So what happened was the MCAS system relied on one sensor that decided if the plane was in a stall. So what happened in the Ethiopian and Indonesian airlines crash is the sensor thought the plane was in a stall, brought the nose down, so even though the plane was not in a stall, and then the plane started diving towards the ground. It would dive towards the ground for about 10 seconds, then the pilots would have 5 seconds to where it wasn't diving to try to fix this dive and fix whatever was happening that they thought, which they had no idea what was happening because they had not been taught about the MCAS system. That's the thing, is the MCAS system was not taught to any of the pilots. None of the pilots knew, and then even the airlines didn't know about it. So Boeing didn't even tell the airlines because they were worried that the airlines would have to retrain their pilots and then they wouldn't be buying the 737 MAXes, which is just disgusting. This caused so many deaths because they were so worried about making a huge profit margin, which is ridiculous. It's just terrible in general what they did. So many pilots now feel disgusted, they feel cheated, because this could have happened to any of them that were recently flying the 737 MAX before the Ethiopian crash. they could have crashed because of this. And it's ridiculous. Also, the new training to the training that you have to complete to get certified for the 737 MAX was so, it was a computer program that were given to pilots. It would only take them about an hour to complete. And it never mentioned the MCAS system. Not once did it mention the MCAS system, which is ridiculous.
Thank you, Dylan. Hopefully much was learned today regarding the Boeing crashes, and hopefully Boeing will learn from its mistakes and prioritize people's safety over revolutionizing new ideas. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.
Chocolate rain, some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain, a baby born will die before the sin.
Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went.
Chocolate rain. Build a tent and say the world is dry. Chocolate rain. Zoom the camera out and see the lie.
Chocolate rain. Forecast to be falling yesterday. Chocolate rain. Only in the past is what they say.